Yay! Finally! It's the third episode of Nate Ann's comedy. Oh, sorry. Nate Ann's podcast. So, this episode, I'm gonna call it TV Shopping and TV Foolishness. As you know, it's not usual for you or anyone to see me watching TV. Because for me, I think stuff you saw on TV, if not news, even though news, that shit, somebody's trying to sell you some attitudes and bullshit. Like this one ad. This one advertisement is called Turbo Light. So basically, the Turbo Light is a flashlight with 20 times lighter. So it's 20 times lighter than your regular flashlight. And it costs about $30. About that. And it says that it will rescue you when you face something dangerous. So, I don't know. But imagine this situation. So the midnight moon is shining, and an old couple sleeping in the same bed, and they hear steps and cracks. Somewhat like that. The old man, the husband goes,
Oh, that might be that dope-ass Nick from the neighborhood. Cecilia, darling, where's the gun? Where did I keep our firearm?
Oh, no worry, George. You're gonna be safe with this item I got from TV Shopping. The turbo flashlight, 22 times lighter than any ordinary flashlight.
Ooh, Cecilia, we are saved. This flashlight can probably blind him out. Turbo flashlight, only for $29.99. Blah, 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 blah.
So at first, I don't quiet get the phrase blah, 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 at the end, but later on I came to the knowledge that the phrase literally says shipping fee not included. So the turbo flashlight, $29.99, shipping fee not included. Yeah, we'll rescue you in any dangerous situation. You know what? I don't believe it. All bullshit. All bullshit. If you were in any dangerous situations, what would you do? Fucking get your flashlight out of the night dresser? Nah. I would fucking call the police. Or an ambulance. If only Cecilia was my grandma, I would say this. Granny, I think it's best for you to get a fucking dildo and a silly cheap flimsy flashlight instead of the turbo light 20 times lighter than ordinary flashlight. So, after I saw the TV Shopping, I chose not to stay tuned. Can't resist to spend my money in a silly way. So I changed the channel, and there's this show called Explore the News. And that's not quite right. Cause what they do, they have these two hosts. This Botox face guy with a really deep gay voice. Sorry, I ain't no good at impressions. But you know, I'm not trying to be to insult gay people, but he really looked like that. So I can't do the impressions anyway. So the guy and there's this lady who is always so upbeat and happy and cheerful. So in the opening of the show, they both of them would do a jiggle, a dance. The guy always keeps it calm and sexy, swag, and the ladies do a peculiar and cute little dance, like when your aunt's got Parkinson's disease. And the guy asked, after the lady did the dance, the guy asked,
"Hey, what's that about?"
And the lady say this, like literally she said this,
"That was my noodle dance. That was my eating noodle dance."
So that's kind of her thing, being silly. So and I didn't realize that the eating noodle dance was ominous, cause the whole show and about the news is about noodles.
"We will bring you to some noodle soup stalls across nation."
And you know what? Every noodle store has a special way of improving everything except the taste. Really. But the main idea is to, you know, see some various noodle soup. Some stores serve in a very gigantic bowl. Some stores decorated their stall old style, but basically a bunch of dusty wood furnitures. Yeah. I wouldn't try to guess their secret ingredient or spice. Dust. Anyway. Yeah. After I found that show that day was exclusively all about noodles, I turned to a documentary on the different channel. It's called Live or Die. I know you guys are smart enough to guess. Yeah, the show was actually about bullshit survival guide. So that day, in Live or Die, the situation was landslides. What would you do if you encounter a landslide? Suppose there's this old guy, George. Actually, he's from a previous flashlight ad. George, he's on vacation with his mistress, Natalia. In fact, he's retired, but it's Natalia's week off. She's a librarian. She looks very old, but she's just 35 years old. All librarians have that same look. So George was driving a Citroën DS21, the exact same car of Patrick Jane from The Mentalist. So George was driving with windows rolled down in the middle of nowhere, a really deep valley, and there's this landslide. That's the sound of landslide, not me having diarrhea. So the landslide pushed the car down the hill into a river. George was terrified, and Natalia, his mistress, she's feeble enough for the tide to take her away. So the river took her away so far. And George goes,
No. I know this. I saw it on TV. A landslide happens. You stay in the car, George,
And little did he realize, the windows are down, a mass of water coming through, and he starts to drown. His eyes closed, his hands flapping around, and he reached out for this long and round shape. It feels like a dildo, but it isn't. It was the turbo light. He turned it on. The beam went straight away to his eyes and lingered over his face. Damn it, it burned. Because it's 22 times lighter than your silly flashlight. He suddenly became conscious and swam out of the car. Damn it. I didn't know they now do tied-in advertisement in documentaries. In the end, I changed my mind. Turbo flashlight, $30? Hell with it. I'm going to get one. Thank you. Thank you. This is the third episode. Thank you for listening. You know, it would be good if you would write some reviews. Anyways, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys.